Good morning, MBM. Ray Galea is my name, and a big thank you to everyone as we look at the whole theme of thanking God for the volunteers of our church. You know, our vision is to see on the screen, we've got our vision statement. I know you know it like the back of your hand. It's to see lives transformed through Jesus Christ to the glory of God. That can't happen without volunteers. I found out this week that Australia is the third largest nation of volunteers per capita proportionate to the population. There are more people who volunteer in Australia than any other country in the world, bar two. The name volunteer kind of says it all. It's an offering of a service that's not conscription, where you're made to. You're not paid, you just choose to, willingly. Research now, interestingly, has shown that healthcare professionals are now encouraging people, especially those who get depressed, to actually be involved in volunteering. They actually have identified the health benefits of it. Surprise, surprise. To be other person-centered, like our God, is good for you. God's way is the best way. It's good for you, and let me tell you, it's good for the nation. Just as a nation, Adelaide Research showed that volunteers contribute $200 billion worth of service across Australia every year. Volunteers save this nation a lot of money. Now, when we think of praising God, there are all sorts of reasons why we want to praise God, not the least for who He is and what He has done. You know, on my prayer diary, I have this prayer. I praise you, God, for you alone are the living and true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. You are the sovereign creator of the Lord, who's sovereign creator of the universe, that you uphold by the power of your word. You are holy in your character. You are jealous for your glory. You are just in your will, and so on and so on. That's a classic reason why we praise God for who He is and what He's done. But interestingly, in Judges chapter 5, I stumbled on this some time ago, this lovely verse. In Judges chapter 5, there is a prayer point you may not often praise God for. After God has given victory to Deborah, the prophetess, and Barak, there is a song of praise, and it begins like this. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang, "When the leaders lead in Israel, when the people volunteer, praise the Lord." Now, of course, Barak was a bit of a wuss and he wouldn't lead until Deborah would hold his hand. But, you know, that's us guys. But I tell you, there's nothing more beautiful as far as God is concerned when His leaders lead and when the people volunteer themselves for the service of the kingdom of God. Now, that's true in the old covenant, as in Barak and Deborah, and it's just as true in the new covenant. You know, the Reformation was 400 years ago, and it put the Bible back into the hands of every Christian. It was a liberating moment in the history of the church. But there has been a second Reformation, and I think it's fair to say this, that in about the last 100 years, the work of ministry, service, has been put into the hands of every Christian. There's been a shift in thinking that the church is not only made up of the people of God, but the people of God are God's ministers. And they have shifted from being consumers to needing to be contributors to His kingdom. Every member of this church is a minister of God. And it has to be this way, because in Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul says that the church can only grow and be all she is called to be as each part does its work. We can't grow without you. Our part is in response to God's response, to His mercy, when He sent His Son to rescue us and to give His Spirit to transform us. That's why five truths are crystal clear, need to be crystal clear in every Christian. If you haven't got this yet, I pray you get it. We're doing 1 Corinthians 12 to 14 later next year, so I hope you get it. We're going to do it one more time, but I thought this would be a good place to remind ourselves. Number one, you are part of the, if you love the Lord Jesus, you are part of the body of Christ. If you don't love the Lord Jesus yet, then you're not part of the body, and we call on you to come, please, and be part of Him and us. But you are part of the body of Christ. Can I say, that's a statement of fact. Whether you feel like you're a part of the body or not is actually a secondary question. We want you to feel like you belong, but you do belong, but even before you have the experience. There are no obedient Christians who are solo Christians. There are no obedient Christians who are solo Christians. Second, you have been given a spiritual gift, at least one. Whether you feel like you've got anything to contribute or not, that is a statement of fact. Third, you have a specific job to do. Ephesians 4:16, everyone is a minister. Whether you want to or not, that job is waiting. And fourth, your contribution is absolutely vital. It is not humble to go around denying that truth and saying, I've got nothing to offer. And five, you will be rewarded for your work in the Lord. Did you know that your experience of eternity is proportionate not to the particular gift you've exercised on earth, but to how you've exercised the gifts God has given you? It doesn't matter what you do in the body of Christ. That's less important to God. It's that you serve Him using the gifts that you've been given. At MBM, we're constantly looking for buried talents because they need to be unearthed. That's why God is praised when His leaders lead and they use their God-given gifts and when the people volunteer and use their gifts. And God is honored in that context. With no leaders, volunteers are haphazard and never get on the same page. With no volunteers, let me tell you, nothing gets done. And all you got a couple of show ponies up the front, nothing else. In 2 weeks' time, I've invited Barry Costello to speak to us on the theme of leadership, and that leadership is for everyone. You may be a single parent, well, you're leading your kids. It's for everyone. And I'm really looking forward to that talk. Next week, we're going to be looking at marriage, and we might even be doing some renewing of wedding vows. You may want to be a part of that. Even if your partner is not with you, you're married to an unbeliever or they've stopped going to church, you can still come and renew your side of that wedding pact. That's next week. And Dan will be taking us through that. But today, I want it really clear in your hearts before we do some more thanking that God has entrusted His very gifts to you, His grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful servants of God's grace in its various forms. You know, they often say 20% of people do 80% of the work in a church. I think that's true for a lot of churches. It ain't true for us. I think the bulk carry the load of the bulk. And sure, we've got different loads. We've all got different capacities. You need to know the size of your plate from which you work from. We've all got different gifts. But I think it is fair to say that the bulk of MBM has actually got their shoulder to the plow. Ephesians 2:10 reminds us that it's actually His work that we do. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's His workmanship. It's a good reminder. When we serve Him, we're not paying God back. We're not reducing the debt we owe God because of what He's done for us. In fact, the more we serve, the more indebted we are, because every time we exercise our gifts, they are His gifts and His grace, and we are further and further indebted to Him, to the glory of God. And that's exactly how He wants it to be. When the leaders lead and the people volunteer, praise the Lord. When the leaders lead and the people volunteer, praise the Lord. That is how God sees it. And so really, it seems this is the shortest sermon now. The rest is just thank yous. How's that? You have never heard me preach this short in your whole life. You'll never hear it again, don't worry. This is a momentous occasion. I'm going to invite the staff here because I think I want them to thank God for the various categories of ministry. So staff, could you come up? Ali, a whole lot of you all in one hit. That'll save time. I want to invite Ali, who's our women minister, Ali Musket. I even put Ali Street here and crossed it out and put Mally. I'm still catching up to that reality. Anyone got a microphone? Can we have a microphone up the front? Okay, that's it. Good. That's it. Now, Ali Musket, name for us the people in your ministries.
Yep, so a list should come up of the different areas, groups of volunteers we have with Connect Church for Women. We have our service leaders, our small group leaders, Connect Kids leaders and helpers. We have a very small but growing audiovisual team. Morning tea, which is actually shared by most of the women at Connect. And we have a set up and pack up team as well. Another area is our women's events. And over the year, we've used different teams at each event. So we've had over 60 women serving in this area. We have planning teams, event coordinators. Under the event coordinators, we have team coordinators. We have catering teams, admin and registration teams. We have design and decoration teams, set up and pack up teams. We have event MCs, people doing the interviewing. And one I left off as well is our music team that we have at our events. A story I'd like to share for you of, and this I think speaks to the heart of many of our women volunteers here at MBM, is Leonie Nguyen is one of our, or was one of our small group leaders at Connect this year. And Leonie's group, because of family commitments and Liz Walker heading overseas, found itself without a leader. And I chatted to some of the women and many of them felt, look, I'm not sure if it's my gift. And I asked Leonie and she said to me, look, I don't know if I'll be any good, but I'll tell you what, if you've got no one else, I'm going to have a go. And she was fantastic and such was her commitment to the group. The week before her baby was due, and I didn't realise how due it was, she said to me, Ali, I was going to lead next week, but I've got someone else to fill in for me for the rest of term just in case the baby comes. And I thought, isn't that beautiful? Just shows her heart that she wants to serve up to the very end and has stayed a member of that group and is still loving and caring for those women. So I'm very, very thankful for all the women who serve across our church in lots of different areas, but specifically those who serve at Connect. We've got a team of 18 or 19 and we've had many leaders step into leading small groups this year as family circumstances and giving birth and things has changed as well, and lots of women on our events team. So if I could just ask those women who have been involved in Connect in any way this year or in any of our events, if they could just stand up, it would be fantastic. Come on, stand up, be brave. I know there's more of you. And give them a clap. Thank you.
I've got a feeling people are not standing up. Don't hesitate. You encourage us by doing that. Now, we're now looking at the five purposes. Our church is really structured under five purposes. So even the children's, women and youth ministry comes under those five purposes. The first purpose in our five M purposes is magnification. It's defined this way, and Scott Lavender is the man responsible for that. Scott, do you want to come over here, brother? And the definition is this on the screen. To glorify God in all that we do and to love and delight in Him forever. Who comes under your responsibility, brother?
Yeah, so we have a list up here. There's camera operators, there's lighting operators, the multimedia team, sound desk pilots, stage design, the prayers, the after service prayer team, the Bible readers, the service leaders, musicians, the music and service admin, and then the coffee ministry, which is just kicking off. Well, we have a DVD for you first, I think.
Recently, there was a need in our 1030 congregation for someone to operate the camera, and I just thought this is another way to share my love for God's people and to do that role.
My name's Tony Cassidy. I look after the multimedia on the sound desk area. Basically, I run what goes out on the screens up at the front of the church, what goes out to the cry rooms and also to the front foyer area on the TV screens. The end of the service and you see everything came together, worked well, and people enjoyed the service and took part and really walk away blessed that you're able to do that. But it'd be nice if there were a few more people doing it to help spread the load a bit. But it is something that is enjoyable because it's really helps to make the service. It helps for the service to be what it is by having those inclusions of videos and things, and you're sort of in control of that and making sure that that all works, which is a lot of satisfaction.
I'm so thankful to everybody who is involved in one of those ministries. Without you guys, what happens here on a Sunday in here would not happen, and I would be a very stressed man. But we, with what you do, we really bring glory to God, and we allow people to be satisfied in Him as we gather together. And I just want to say that I'm really blown away by the servant hearts of those involved in these ministries. A lot of you would know on a Saturday afternoon, for example, if someone is unable to do something and I'm chasing people madly trying to find someone, everyone is so willing to help and get involved, and so I want to really thank you. You guys are amazing. If anyone who is involved in these ministries, if you'd like to stand up now so we can thank you, that would be great.
look carefully at the signs, because I can see people sitting down who are actually doing it, but we're still thanking you anyway. Okay, mission comes under my responsibility. So I'm senior pastor, but I actually have one of the M responsibilities, and that's mission. It's defined this way. To love the world by first and foremost proclaiming the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, and secondly by doing good to all. That is seeking justice individually, corporately, locally, and globally. So it's to love the world in word with the good news of Jesus, beginning with the multicultural west of Sydney, and it's to love the world in deeds in the name of Jesus Christ. And the kind of ministries that come under the mission purpose are the Explaining Christianity teams, that's teachers, cooks, hosts, etc., the Arabic Outreach Service in Sunday evening, the door knocking team, the missionary support and mission reps in the growth groups, our Overcomers Outreach group for people who battle with various addictions, a new ministry welcoming the new residents to the Rudy Hill team, that's gone really well this year, our Open Day team. Our ESL, English as a Second Language, we've actually got two of them running at the moment. Our Business Outreach Ministry, the Nursing Home Ministry, the Men's Breakfast Team, the Wogs for Christ Conference, the Local Outreach Mission, there's in the Skateboard Mission Team that's just started. There's a Christmas Hamper Handout for Anglicare that happens here in December the 15th, and the various overseas short-term missions along with advertising and graphic artwork. Now, since it's me doing this part, I actually have to throw in, because it actually falls under another category, but since I work with this wonderful team, next is our wardens. Can we read that? I think it's just, the thing's gone too long. What it says in addition, this will keep them humble, is our three wardens and our parish council. That's just the size of the screen. I'm sorry, I apologise for that. I just want to simply say there's so many things to thank God for. This last month, we've started a new English as a Second Language. One of our newly converted men at the beginning of this year has gone out and made connections with Sri Lankans, Vietnamese and Iranians, and has actually gotten us to basically do an ESL class, English as a Second Language class, on a Wednesday night. That's thriving. We've got someone trained brought in, and it's growing and looking for volunteers. The folk there are reading the Bible. We've got a Tamil speaker doing Bible studies with the Sri Lankans, and the Iranians are asking for Bibles. That is a wonderful ministry that's happened in the last month. Well, I just want to say, as a mission pastor, how thankful I am to God for many of you. And I haven't mentioned, and the evangelists amongst us who go out and constantly evangelize outside of structures, as we're all called to witness. But there are some that have actually been gifted in evangelism in a way that they can't help themselves. And I want to say how thankful I am to God for all of you. I'm thankful to God for the way in which you want to be like Jesus, who came to seek and to save the lost. And I'm thankful to God that you want to take the good news and be the open arms of Jesus to a world that is lost. So can I invite you, remember that list? It's a long list. So if you're on that list in any way, please stand. Okay, the EC, if you cooked a meal once, that's it, beautiful. Yes, I want the wardens, parish councils, those who are here. Okay, excellent, good. Takes a while to get you guys up. Let's give them a round of applause. We thank God for you guys. We thank God. It's an absolute honour to work with you. Next is Bruce Winters, who has oversight of the membership purpose. And because he also has admin support, we're going to put the two together. And the membership purpose is defined this way. To love and to belong to the MBM community. And I'm going to hand it over to Bruce right now.
Thanks, Ray. So there should be a list coming up of all the people, and there's a lot of people involved in this. First of all, in membership is welcoming, all the welcoming work we do, and that includes the parking attendants out there that you see every week, the greeters at the door, the hosts in the foyer, name tag, people helping you with those, the ushers, the information desk, the welcomers at the newcomers' morning tea, and the children's church check-in, so everyone who comes to that front. That's in the welcoming area. In the belonging area, which is really about how do we love and care for each other, we have the morning tea people, we have the breakfast team, I don't think it's actually up there, but we have the breakfast team that come at 8 o'clock and put a breakfast together. Hospitality, it's a new thing where we're inviting people into our homes to have meals. Hopefully you'll get invited to one of those soon. When we have events, people come and help with the meals and serve and set up prepare the set up and pack up team for those events. We have a practical care team, which actually includes visiting and giving a gift to new mums, visiting people who are sick in hospital, making meals for people who are in need in any way, and transport really comes under that as well, transporting people to church. A pastoral care team who go and visit people in need. And one of them that's not there, a craft team that we have who actually made those black covers for the back of the church over the chairs. In communications, people who every week put the bulletin together that you read and get information from, and the people who work on our website, getting the right information up there and keeping it up to date. That's all in membership, loving one another. Under support to ministry or admin area, I have an admin team, a number of volunteers who come along every week. We have set up and pack up team, those who set up chairs. Not just that, they also sweep up at the end and carry the garbage, your garbage, out and put it in the bin. Mowing and gardening every week. Maintenance teams, money counting every week, a team that runs our technology so that things actually work, and fire wardens who are here just in case we have a real disaster. So all those people, I think we have a couple of them ready to tell us why they do it.
My name's Casey. I'm in the Pack Up Setup ministry, and I wanted to be a part of that ministry because I feel this is my church, and doing that ministry just makes me feel like I'm contributing to the family that I'm part of.
My name's Penny Evans, and I'm part of the welcoming committee here at MBM Church. The reason why I do what I do is because I love people, I love the church, it's like a family here, and above all, I love my Jesus. And it gives me great pleasure when people come in to welcome them. People from all around the world are coming into one place to serve our Lord.
Two categories of people I didn't mention that I should are our focus pastors and our M drivers. Now, you may not know exactly what they are, but they're the people who help us make sure our five M's are happening well across all the different congregations. I just want to thank all the people involved, and you can see what sort of list it is. I want to thank you because, and thank God for you, because of the love you are showing to others. It's because of you people getting up early, cooking things, taking out the garbage, standing in the car park, whatever it is. It's because of you that people get cared for, get loved, get looked after. And similar to what Scott said, if people weren't doing this, we wouldn't be able to run this service each week because people are behind the scenes making things happen. So thank you so much for that. If you're involved in any of those, you've been involved in any of those things, helping for events, welcome team, whatever, please stand up. We want to say thank you to you. I know there's lots of them in this, so please.
Excellent. Last but certainly not least is Dan Lee, who has responsibility for maturity and ministry. He gets two M's. By maturity, we mean this. That's the ministry purpose. If we can have the maturity purpose. It's not there. No, back. It should be before that. If it's not there, I'll read it out. There it is. To grow as disciples in our love and knowledge of God to be more like Jesus. Dan, good on you, brother.
So there's been a number of people who have been instrumental in labouring for the Lord this year, and a list of those people will come up on the screen. So our growth group, community leaders, leaders and co-leaders, our hosts, our bookstore helpers, people who run the book club, the one series that we ran in term three, those who were involved in teaching, setup and sound, the Digging Deeper course teachers, we ran Introduction to the Bible and also an Introduction to Leviticus this year. Those who are involved in one-to-one discipling and mentoring, those who took part in Undivided Attention, and most recently the Prayer and Fasting Month. I think we've got an interview or a video of someone who's been leading a growth group this year.
It's Gabriel, and I lead a men's growth group every Wednesday night. It's been such a rewarding experience for me to see the other men's lives being transformed and the encouragement that we share and give to each other.
My dad goes out every Wednesday night to teach grown-up men about God, and I think that's great because lots of people will get to know Jesus better.
It's beautiful. Also under our ministry purpose, which is all about identifying, equipping and unleashing God's people for works of service. In a sense, today has been the fruit of all of that as we celebrate what God has been doing in amongst everyone here. But there's also been, behind the scenes, two groups of people who have directly been involved in unleashing God's people for works of service. And those are the first group of people are those who are involved in helping with the ministry board. And the second group of people is people who give a considerable amount of time to be trained and also to train others for a lifetime of serving God. And they include our Year 13, interns who have given up nearly 2,500 worth of hours of volunteering this year. Our ministry training strategy apprentices, they're considering full-time gospel paid ministry before they go off and pursue Bible college. And also our student ministers who are currently studying at Bible college and have an opportunity here to put into practice what they're learning. So could I ask everyone who's been involved in either the maturity ministries or the ministry to please stand up, because we'd love to thank you. We're so thankful for these guys because a lot of their work happens behind the scene. The health of our church doesn't just depend on what happens on a Sunday, but also during the week. And these are the unsung heroes who serve behind the scenes, in homes, over a conversation at Macca's, on the phone. Their work is unseen. And they don't do it for the praise. They do it because they, like the Apostle Paul, long to see people, all of us, presented perfect in Christ. And they experience the joy of serving their Saviour and want to see others experience that joy too. So I thank God for you.
Well, I just want to say I thank God for all of you, because to take on a ministry, you overcame a fear. It might have been the fear that you weren't going to be needed. It might have been the fear that you had no particular gift to offer or talent. It might have been the fear of thinking your labour was in vain and you'd have no significant impact. Perhaps the fear that you'd not be able to persevere through the year under that responsibility. It might have been the fear of being taken advantage of. It might have been the fear of getting some feedback that perhaps was constructive but not always pleasant. I just want to say, you're not a means to an end. For us, you are the end before God. And if anyone burns out, it is a declaration of failure on the part of the staff. It is not our purpose to do that. But we also know it's an absolute privilege to serve. And so it might be that in this long list, this never-ending list, that there was a ministry we forgot. That's quite likely to happen, right? So firstly, big apology. And the ministry board at the back that Dan will be manning with another will be a place where we can do two things. One, you might be inspired by all the people who serve in the congregation. Think, I want to be part of this story. Then that'll be the place to go to, and you can have that conversation with him. But perhaps we missed a ministry and you'd want to go to him and correct that, so we make sure that next year we remember you as well. But most importantly, remember that God remembers your service, he rewards it, and we will rebound for all eternity to the glory of God. And that is what it's all about. Let me close in prayer. Father in heaven, I guess we're all at different points. We might be visiting and thinking, this is interesting, but not particularly relevant for the guests amongst us, Lord. But I pray, Father, for them that they will see that in coming to Jesus, you come to a family and that each person is gifted. For some here, Lord, they're actually burnt out. They've perhaps come from other churches or doing it tough in a phase of their life. And I pray, Lord, we want the best for them, and recuperation for them is what we want. For them to take care, be taken care of by you and us. There is a time for rest. And Father, for the many who have been serving and serving this year and for years, I thank you. We thank you for them. And we pray, Father, that we will constantly remember that it is a privilege to serve and to live for your glory as we each seek to do our part in the church that you have given us here at MBM. And I thank you, Father, as the senior pastor of this church, along with the rest of the staff, how absolutely privileged we are to have so many people fueled by the Spirit of God to actually want to volunteer and serve according to the gifts you've given them. When the leaders lead and when the people volunteer, we say as a congregation together, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.